Well, folks, we're just down here on the farm once again, and you'll notice behind me this beautiful animal, known for its strength, the bull. And this is a very healthy and strong-looking bull standing behind me here, and I have to confess that I'm a little bit timorous, a little bit nervous, just sitting so close to an animal of this size and stature, and I'm not going to hopefully get too much closer. Because bulls demand a lot of respect just because of their sheer size and strength and power. And many farmers over the years have been hurt and injured by bulls. It doesn't take much for a bull to cause a bit of damage and cause a bit of pain. But this is a very placid looking animal presently, but it demands respect, and I suppose it could turn rather quickly. Now, the word of God in Psalm 22 speaks about the bull. Psalm 22 is a remarkable psalm. It's well worthy of our study because it records the cross work of our Lord Jesus Christ from the perspective of the one who was on the cross. Matthew, Mark, and Luke and John, they all speak about the cross from the perspective of onlookers, people looking on and describing what they saw. But the 22nd Psalm records the cross work of Jesus Christ, not from an onlooker's perspective, but from the perspective of the one who was on the cross, looking out at the crowd who had gathered around. And somebody said that Psalm 22 is the Psalm of the cross, Psalm 23 is the Psalm of the crook, Psalm 24 is the Psalm of the crown. Psalm 22, the Psalm of the Saviour, Psalm 23, the Psalm of the Shepherd, and Psalm 24, the Psalm of the Sovereign. And as the Son of God was on the cross, the Word of God makes it clear in the Gospels that he suffered and he bled and he died alone. Even his disciples had forsaken him and fled. And around the foot of the cross, there was just a few women, and then John came back. John, the beloved disciple, came back. But as the Saviour looked from the cross, he saw the Roman soldiers, he saw the doctors of the law, he saw a metropolitan crowd gathering around the cross, and they shouted, and they jeered, and they mocked, and they laughed, and they accused him, and they challenged him, "If thou be the Christ, come down from off the cross." And Psalm 22 describes that scene in verse number 11. Let me just get the verse. Psalm 22, verses 11 and 12. The Saviour prays, "Be not far from me, for trouble is near, for there is none to help." There he was at his darkest hour on the cross, bearing the sins of his people, shedding his precious blood, stripped of his garments, and crowned with thorns. And in verse number 12 he says, "Many bulls have compassed me, strong bulls of Bashan have beset me around. They gaped upon me with their mouths as a ravening and a roaring lion." And you know, if this bull was to turn, it would cause a lot of fear. If this bull was to begin to bray and get aggressive and get annoyed with me being here, I would certainly be troubled. And the Lord describes those people around the cross as being like strong bulls compassing him round about. And it just reminds us, dear friends, once again, of the great love of our Saviour and the great love of our God. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life." And I wonder today, as the Lord looks at your life and mine, where does he see us in relation to the cross? It may be today that you're not yet a Christian. You're maybe even watching this and you're skeptical of Christian things. And as you think about the cross and the Saviour and the Son of God and the things of God, you mock and you scoff and you have no real time for it. Or maybe you're like Mary, the mother of the Lord, or John, the beloved disciple, or Mary Magdalene. And as you stand at the foot of the cross, there's a wonder in your heart. There's maybe a sense of sadness in your heart that this is what sin has done to the Son of God. And this is what sin has cost the Son of God. The child of God, whenever they read the 22nd Psalm or Matthew, Mark, Luke, or John's account of the crucifixion, it certainly causes a sense of wonder, love, and praise, just because he suffered so much for us. May God bless you today and lead you on with himself and encourage your heart in Jesus' name.